tell me about what you thought about the game.
Quote what?
Well, you know, Chris, I thought we had enough. We scored enough to win. Second half, Devin Clark got touches inside. Stephon played extremely well inside. And we scored enough points to win. But, you know, our downfall, which is usually our strength, defensively, we just couldn't stop it. We had no answer whatsoever for Jordan Gray or Jericho Wilkerson. You know, if we help, and you can't help off of Gray, you can't help off of Wilkerson to help on Gray. And, you know, there's really nowhere you can help, and they end up in the lane. And if you are can't play zone from behind, you know, there's no shot clock here. You have to play man if you're behind. They just spread the floor, and if you haven't got somebody that can stop their point guard from getting in the lane, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Devin, I just off the top of my head, I know he had a six-point run, and then I think he scored 4 or 6 in a row again. I mean, when's the last time we had a guy like that was that strong and efficient around the basket? Where do you have to go back to?
You know, we didn't play Gage Courtney like that. We played him more as a forward. I think he was probably a potential guy that could have done that. But for somebody that was that efficient around the rim, you know, Kyle Hart did a good job around the rim, and Brad Hart did a good job around the rim. But probably you go back to the Cozart and Hill era when we had the biggest, strongest post players around to get, you know, and I think that's what you got to go back that far to say we had a post player.
He's a good player.
And he's done it with hard work, because 2 years ago, Devin Clark was scared to shoot the ball because he's afraid he'd get fouled and had to go to the free throw line. And I found that out about halfway through last season, and we strongly challenged him to get to the foul line.
Yeah.
And we strongly challenged him last night at halftime to get touches. And, it's a shared effort. The guards getting him the ball, but Devin is the most unselfish kid that I've ever been around. So if you allow him to, he will be happy to get 10 rebounds and let everybody else shoot. So that's not what we need. For us to win, we have to have Devin Clark scoring and challenge him at halftime, and he stepped up, got touches, and scored in the second half.
Of course, this was similar to a highly anticipated game with Thomas Scott coming back, and you can say he was a non-factor. The short time he was even in the game, Bobby and Cozart just did a great job on him.
Yeah, you know, Thomas is a great he's a great high school player. He was a feature player for us because we were able to exploit his size and matchups and his three-point shooting ability. But for Lyon County's offense with their guards, Thomas is a role player for Lyon County. I wouldn't consider him a feature player for them. He just gets some garbage baskets inside, and they have a couple little plays for him if they try to get him touches inside. But, there's not enough. He did a good job while he was in, and I've watched him on film. But there's not enough shots to go around down there.
Yeah, they got a lot to put it in the basket.
Right,
But what about Livingston County coming up Friday?
Right now, I guess we're not. Paper comes out, it'll be Livingston that we're talking about.
Yeah,
of course, I'm thinking about Madisonville
right
now. Matt has scouted Livingston. They've got a really good shooter, in Woodward. I've got a real good ball handler and ring. You know, he's not very quick, but he's really smart, really heads. He shoots the three ball pretty well. He takes care of the basketball. He's a good point guard. Most of all, he comes from good genetics. That's Stacy Calhoun's boy.
Yeah.
The Woodward kid's just a pure three-point shooter, and he can go off the bounce a little better this year, so which makes him even more dangerous. They don't have anything like the inside presence they had last year.
What do we have to do to win this game and go 1-3?
To beat Livingston County, we have got to. Number one, we've got to use our size, use our physicality inside. We have got to keep Woodward from getting open three-point looks. We need to defensively, we can't give them the long rebound when they take the three-point shot. And we've got to make Ring uncomfortable. We can't let him come down every time and get them in an offense. we have got to make them play a little scramble in the half court, because they've got some nice half court sets, and if you allow them to run and get a good shot, they can certainly score. But they can't bring back Lucas Croft.